So the Chinese supporting the dollar through the last 10 years, now it's over. That's symbolic of the communist Chinese, who aren't the mountain, and the RNA drops are what the mountain supports, whereas China's communist government supported the dollar, correct?
Okay, God damn, it's a little convoluted, Bob, even for you. Yes, Bob, yes. You're echoing yourself, but yeah, that's fine.
Well, why, if
Yes,
China was
Bob,
protecting the
you're right.
dollar, if China was protecting the dollar 10 years ago to keep it going because America was a dragon, why is the dollar going now? Was that part of Xi's plans to get rid of the
Well,
dollar in the long
who
run?
is Xi? Xi doesn't own the Bank of China. He just controls the currency. He doesn't own the Bank of China.
Who owns the Bank of China? The
Maybank.
mountain. Maybank, the mountain.
No.
Right.
Maybank. No. Now, don't go reaching now. Don't go loving everybody. You'll end up with a grounding problem. You'll be too heavy, Bob. Don't do that. Don't do that. Just leave it like it is, and it'll be fine. It'll catch up. It'll come out. Because what you going to do when Kuala Lumpur falls down? That's going to be a problem, isn't it? You can't stand on Standard Charter. Standard Charter won't help you. What happened
Why
to
not?
Stuttgart? Well, I thought all the fucking money was in Stuttgart, Bob. What happened to Stuttgart? Is there a problem? What
Well,
happened to Germany? Germany. What happened to Germany, Bob? What happened to them? We don't know. It's amazing, isn't it? Poor
okay.
Germany.
So what's happening is all that, even the whack jobs after the election, the Charles Wards, the Simon Prather, all these people are saying Trump's in charge, the military's on his side, he's going to take over. They were picking up on something. I guess they were getting relatively accurate information. Their timing was off, but what they were projecting is happening right now.
Yeah. See, do you know the woman that you pretend to live with mostly? You need to go look at her feed. I'm gonna help you.
Oh yeah. Right. But the factor that none of them get is the alien factor, right? Which is the Bob
Well,
factor,
the
the
alien factor,
surprise.
I know that's but that's not really a surprise. If you can undo a civil war within a zombie apocalypse, within an alien invasion. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you single-handedly destroy your dichotomy. Meanwhile, while you're there, you break down all three branches of the government, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches of the United States of America. All the while doing those all at the same time. Meanwhile, you're reading Arthur Croaker in the back room of the coach house, waiting on Thompson to give you a bill of sale that you've bought something, you see.
It's very impressive what I'm doing. I'm doing all that, right? What you were
Simultaneously, that's
saying?
exactly right. It's exactly right. And see, it's like Mel Gibson when he says, "It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom, Bob. It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom."
Am I working
Excellent.
as toward
Okay.
freedom? Am I working as toward freedom?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ascension. That's what we're
Freedom.
working toward.
Freedom. Freedom. No. Carol will quote it for you. Freedom's just another word for having nothing left to lose, Bob. You get that? She's laughing. She heard that. Remember the song? You sang it when you were high one time with Bob Carr.
Okay. All right. So we'll meet tomorrow and do the second part. And that's very good.
Oh,
Thank you very much.
joy.
I think
Thank you very much.
I did get some sound bites, I think.